What if the most dangerous career decision you could make is the one that feels safest? That comfortable job you're clinging to, the promotion you're waiting patiently for, the dream you've shelved until conditions are just right? These might be quietly eroding your future more than any bold leap ever could. We've been taught that risk-taking is for the reckless, the privileged, or the naturally fearless. But here's the truth nobody tells you. Staying still while the world accelerates around you is itself a gamble, and usually a losing one. This isn't about becoming someone you're not. It's about recognizing that the ability to navigate uncertainty is a skill, not a personality trait. And like any skill, it can be learned, practiced, and mastered. We've swallowed a toxic story about how success happens. According to this narrative, your life hinges on one perfect decision: the right college, the ideal first job, that singular entrepreneurial bet. This myth of the single choice creates paralyzing pressure, convincing us that one wrong move will derail everything. So we wait, endlessly preparing, seeking the perfect plan, terrified of making a mistake. Reality looks nothing like this fairy tale. Consider Anjali Sud, now CEO of Vimeo. Her path wound through investment banking, retail, and marketing before landing her in leadership. No single dramatic pivot, just accumulated choices. Or take Nikki, an optometrist whose practice was dying in a failing mall. For years, she stayed frozen, convinced she needed the perfect exit strategy. Only when she finally acted, first negotiating a flexible lease, then pausing her practice, did new possibilities emerge. She eventually found a better opportunity with a venture-backed medical company offering improved terms and the chance to keep serving her patients. The myth comes packaged with dangerous beliefs: that preparation eliminates uncertainty, that passion guarantees control, that failure is entirely your fault. These create an anxiety loop where action feels perpetually premature. But when you don't move, your skills stagnate while others advance, making future transitions increasingly difficult. Success emerges not from one heroic leap, but from accumulated choices, some brilliant, others spectacular failures, all contributing to forward momentum. Risk-taking isn't an innate trait. It's a muscle that strengthens with use. Picture selling vacuum cleaners door to door. Sounds miserable? Yet it's where confident risk-taking begins. Watching salespeople face constant rejection while maintaining enthusiasm reveals something crucial. Taking small risks daily normalizes uncertainty. Each no stings less. Each attempt becomes smarter. Start small. Reach out to that intimidating contact. Speak up in meetings. Propose unconventional solutions. These micro-risks compound, expanding your comfort zone without dramatic transformation. Sometimes spectacular failure jumpstarts risk-taking abilities. Gina dropped out of high school with failing grades, then clawed her way to boarding school, earned a computer science degree, and founded a tech company. That rock-bottom moment demystified failure itself, more valuable than flawless credentials. Most celebrated risk-takers didn't start with their biggest bet. It was likely their 50th or 500th. Regular practice makes risk-taking progressively easier and, surprisingly, genuinely fun. Conventional wisdom says pick one path and commit fully, but pursuing multiple opportunities simultaneously is often smarter. After graduation, that meant accepting a TD Bank position while simultaneously pursuing Merrill Lynch, applying to medical school, considering the Foreign Service, and exploring law school. This pipelining in parallel approach landed the dream job at Merrill Lynch while building conviction through alternatives, mirroring how investors diversify portfolios. Entrepreneurs instinctively understand this. Ashvin Kumar, founder of Top Hatter, built and tested 15-20 e-commerce products over 18 months rather than perfecting one app. Most failed, but the process refined skills and generated crucial market knowledge. When Top Hatter launched, it immediately showed promise, precisely because those failures taught what actually worked. While planning alone doesn't shrink the distance to your ambitions, proximity does. Inserting yourself into environments filled with people doing what you aspire to provides transformative benefits, visualizing goals in action, learning through apprenticeship, and accessing opportunities through networks that open doors. We worship planning, the perfect business plan, the five-year roadmap, the detailed career trajectory. But excessive planning often masks sophisticated procrastination, alleviating anxiety while keeping us safely distant from risk. Consider Alyssa Nacken, Major League Baseball's first full-time female coach. She didn't meticulously plan this historic achievement. After playing Division I softball, she took a safe financial planning job before clients' career stories inspired her to seek more passion. Without a clear goal, Nacken made a directional leap, quitting her job, moving to San Francisco, enrolling in sports management. Through internships, she tested paths while refining interests, eventually landing her groundbreaking Giants assistant coach appointment. Career progress resembles monkey bars. You don't need to see all the rungs, just reach for the next one. Stop planning the entire journey. Start moving toward the next visible opportunity. Risk-taking isn't about fearlessness. It's about negotiating between competing anxieties. To tilt toward action, imagine the choice after the choice. What would you do to recover from failure? Most decisions are reversible, two-way doors, and even one-way door decisions typically offer paths forward. Name your specific risks. Career choices involve financial, reputational, and personal threats. Ego risk, the threat to self-worth, often feels most powerful, yet is easiest to overcome since it exists primarily in your psyche. Nothing reduces future fear like surviving actual failure. We obsess over finding work aligned with our passions, assuming subject matter will motivate us. But the who factor influences success more than the what. Great colleagues increase engagement and make initially uninteresting work fascinating. Working with exceptional people accelerates learning through osmosis, active challenges, and coaching. Your deepest professional connections form your most valuable network. People who've worked closely with you are more willing to vouch for your abilities and open doors. My rise from junior business development manager to Google executive stemmed largely from arriving in the Bay Area in 1997 as the internet exploded. I rode one of the largest business tailwinds imaginable. External factors play enormous roles in outcomes, yet society's emphasis on self-determination leads us to internalize success and failure as entirely our own. Smart risk-takers recognize these forces, seeking tailwinds while avoiding headwinds. Satya Nadella exemplifies this. Recognizing cloud computing as a massive trend, he championed Microsoft's Azure platform despite internal resistance, positioning himself to become CEO and lead one of corporate history's biggest turnarounds. Possibility and power aren't zero-sum games. Consider John Krause, who lost his father at 4 and grew up with an addicted mother. After 16 years cycling through addiction and incarceration, his grandmother's death forced a pivotal choice. He chose possibility, launching Big House Beans, a coffee company hiring formerly incarcerated people, growing it to $1 million in sales. Your career isn't a straight line. It's a sine wave of ups and downs. The greatest obstacle isn't failure, but inaction. Stop waiting for perfect conditions. Start choosing possibility today.